We present Ring Up the Curtain, a program of music from the theatre with Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, soprano, Murray Dickey, tenor, the BBC theatre chorus master John Clements, and the BBC theatre orchestra, leader Alfred Barker, conductor Walter Gurr. This week's Ring Up the Curtain brings us excerpts from Verdi's opera La Traviata. The program is presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Peter Fettes.
It's just 100 years ago that Alexandre Dumas the son, that is, published his novel La Dame aux Camélias, The Lady with the Camélias. He was only 24 at the time, and the book, his first, made little impression. A few years later, however, the stage version of the story brought him world fame, and Verdi, who saw the play in Paris, decided to give it a musical setting. La Traviata, as the opera was called, was at first a complete failure. For one thing, the supposedly consumptive heroine was portrayed by an unusually stout prima donna. And again, the fact that the work was given in contemporary costume, something quite unheard of, told against it. But as we know, La Traviata became an enormous success. Traviata, with its really moving story, wedded to music whose fragrant charm never seems to fade.
Thank you.
And we take up the story in the first act, set in Paris. The notorious Violetta Valerie, one of the city's loveliest and most brilliant courtesans, is holding court. Alfred Germont, young, wild, but impressionable, has fallen in love with her. She asks him to sing. In this gay drinking song, he's joined by Violetta and the entire party. And in another room, there's music for dancing. But Violetta bids her guests begin without her. Faintness has overcome her, and she has no strength to move from her couch. Unnoticed, Alfred has remained behind, too, and presently he declares his love for her.
You are your friend.
Violetta has repulsed Alfred. How can anyone in her position, she asks, fall seriously in love? They must be friends only. But when Alfred's gone, she finds herself strangely moved by his declaration and, for a moment, believes that love has awakened in her heart. Then there's a swift change of mood, and although Alfred's voice is heard singing under her balcony, she quickly banishes all thoughts of love. She's ill, perhaps doomed to die, and only in a mad whirl of pleasure can she forget her sorrow.
Divine, 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 divine.
Violetta relents, and she and Alfred leave the feverish gaiety of Paris behind them and go to live quietly in the country.
Thank you. a promise freely gave to live for me alone. I from that moment knew that I had reached the height of heaven. That is the height of earth. When she a promise freely gave to live for me alone. I from that moment knew that I had reached the height of heaven, had reached the height of heaven, the height of heaven. I from that moment knew that I had reached the height of heaven. I from that moment knew that I had reached the height of
Happiness is short-lived, though, for Alfred's father comes to plead with Violetta, telling her that the scandal is ruining the boy. After a bitter struggle with her feelings, Violetta consents to disappear. She takes the blame on herself, telling Alfred in a letter that the call of the old gay life is too strong. And it's to the old life to which he's forced to return, enduring misunderstanding and even insults from her angry lover. In the closing scenes of the opera, Violetta is dying. The endless round of gaiety in which he sought forgetfulness has hastened her end. By now, Alfred knows of her noble sacrifice, and she is waiting for him. shaft of sunlight pierces the gloom of the sick room, and outside, it's carnival time, a group of happy revelers passes. Now Alfred has arrived, contrite and full of hopes for the future. For a brief moment, Violetta forgets her weakness, forgets that death is hovering near, and she joins him in planning once more to leave Paris to seek peace in the heart of the country.
Oh,
Their plans, their hopes are all in vain. The effort of planning so much, hoping so much, and loving so much has been too great for the sick woman, and she dies in her lover's arms. We end these passages from La Traviata by recalling the music which so movingly foreshadows the tragic conclusion of the story, the prelude to the third act.
You have been listening to Ring Up the Curtain, a weekly program of music from the theatre presented by Harold Needham and introduced by Peter Fettes. The singers were Elizabeth Schwarzkopf and Murray Dickey, the BBC Theatre Chorus Master John Clements, and the BBC Theatre Orchestra Leader Alfred Barker were under their conductor, Walter Gerr.
This program originated in the London studios of the BBC.